There's been a whole lot of hype about augmented reality, the notion of sticking an animated object into real life on your smartphone. And you'll be hearing a lot more about AR in the fall when Apple releases the new iPhone. Apple developers are hard at work coming up with AR features for apps that will be used on the new iPhone and the iOS 11 operating system. And I've just come across several samples of what's in store. Want to hear all about it? Stay tuned. Now, you've seen limited examples of AR to date. Remember last summer's App Smash Pokemon Go, where animated characters would show up on city streets? Or Snapchat's recent animated hot dog, who dances away within your real-life selfie? Well, there's a lot more to come. On a conference call with analysts this week, Apple CEO Tim Cook said that AR was big and profound. Quote, "This is one of those huge things that we'll look back at and marvel on the start of it." Unquote. So what's AR going to be like on that new iPhone? Well, we've been checking out the Made for AR Kit entries on Twitter, where developers show off possibilities using the software tools Apple calls AR Kit. Here's some of what I've seen. Redecorating. Animated couches, chairs, and the like show up in your real-life living rooms and kitchens. Measurements. An animated ruler shows on the screen, letting you measure a distance without reaching for a ruler. Restaurant menus. Wave your phone at the menu and get a visual for what the dish looks like. And then there is the silly. Bring a Space Invaders type shoot up into the office and knock off your coworkers with an animated weapon, or watch a rocket ship crash into your backyard. Now, Apple has a huge advantage over other companies exploring AR due to the size of its customer base. It has over 1.2 billion iPhones in use, and AR will be a featured player, as I said, on the new iOS 11 software. iOS 11 will be running new iPhones, but will also be available for many older phones as well. Apple's closest competitor is Google, which has about 10 to 20 million Android phones to run its version of AR Kit, which is called Tango. What's your take on AR? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.